Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNRadio.com/Behind the Badge.
I feel like I need to do push-ups right now.
Wow.
Pete McMurray, Jay Monzuris, happy Labor Day, everybody. If you haven't been to Wrigley Field this summer, you really need to get there. They have a huge grassy area called the Park at Wrigley Field that
has many
events, including workouts.
Yeah.
And one of our favorite places to do classes is at Shred 415. They will be hosting four more workouts at the park at Wrigley on September 11th, September 18th, then again, October 16th and October 23rd, we'd like to welcome in two of the best instructors besides Bonnie and Tracy at Shred 415.
Right, you got to say that.
The co-directors of training, Mark Beyer and Jeremy Walton. Great to have you guys.
Hi, guys.
Hi, good to have
thanks
you.
For having
Did
us.
You see him flexing as the music was playing?
I hate it.
Not only are they fit, but they're handsome, too. So this is a great segment all the way around.
That's high praise.
Thank you.
Wow. How much beer is too much on Labor Day?
Oh,
can we start there?
Probably whatever you had.
Now, Jeremy, I just got your cell phone number last week, but I text Mark all the time and ask him food questions, beer questions, protein questions. Let's talk about guys, first of all. Men in their 40s, do they need to take protein? Because you told me, yeah, you got to start taking protein.
I mean, it depends on how much you're getting in on your daily nutrition, like just from food. So, for instance, if you're, you know, eating a lot of green vegetables. Spinach has some good protein.
Nobody is.
So that's the point. At your age, at my age, we need to have protein. But we need to have protein from several sources. So not just your meat sources. So make sure that you're finding, you know, spinach has a good amount of protein for a vegetable.
Right.
You need to beans have some good protein in them. Try to find protein sources from all different kinds of foods. And then if you're really lacking on like time, or if you're having a hard time planning your meals and prepping your meals, then maybe add in a protein shake every once in a while. But just, you know, I wouldn't suggest that you get all your protein from just meat and just a protein shake every day.
Yeah, I'd agree. I think one of the things, especially living here in Chicago, is that we are all very busy, but you get yourself caught up in thinking that I just need to focus on protein as more as just taking in quality foods at all times. Ah. So especially for the fellas, I mean, I'm a wings man. I'm a pizza man for sure. Burgers
Stop
are
Stop it. You guys have like 2% body fat.
It's good.
I mean, I feel like I'm looking into a mirror.
I can't. I mean, do you eat? Do you really eat the pizza? Because you guys are just ripped, and I can always tell in someone's face if they've eaten a little bit too much the night before, because it always shows up in your face. And you guys are in like perfect condition today, so I'm worried.
Well, thank you, Jane. I appreciate that.
I know, seriously.
Wait, are you talking to me? Or are you talking to Mark and Jeremy?
I was looking at those faces, people on this side of the radio booth.
I think I can speak for Jeremy as well. Like we do indulge every once in a while. I think, you know, the 80-20 rule that you hear a lot of times out there, 80% of the time during the week, I'm really, really good with my nutrition. You know, I'm very...
to be, especially if you have kids, because you're going to cheat.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. I think the thing is that a lot of people hold themselves to this it's all or nothing kind of mindset, and it's just completely unrealistic. The fact of the matter is that high quality foods and high nutritious foods are to help you perform at your best, and that's in everyday life. So from work at a desk or any kind of aspect of what your daily living is. But on the weekends, if you get to pull back a little bit, that is the time to enjoy yourself. I think the hard part is people finding the balance of what they can deal with.
Can we talk about the workouts in the park?
Yeah.
What are these all about? There's a lot of people that live in the suburbs that haven't come down to Wrigley and seen this huge grassy area. It's
so beautiful.
What, two football fields, you know, or a football field?
Everything included is about, two football fields. I mean, not to give a plug, but I mean, the park at Wrigley did an amazing job. Those guys,
they did it right.
They did it right. It's a family environment now. They have lots of activities going on. We were lucky enough to be asked to be the, Monday night workout. So not every Monday night. When there's a game night, we don't have an event. If there's a concert on a Monday night, we don't have an event. Outside of that, pretty much every Monday during the summer from June until we're going to go, like you said, through October.
Right.
We've had a free workout. It's a free workout. We can fit 200 people. We've had in upwards of 150 to 160 people.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's amazing.
How awesome is that? So we all love Wrigley. It's iconic. It's cool to go to the games or concerts or whatever, or just hang out in the area. But to get a workout right outside this building and right outside, you know, just this amazing, beautiful park. But when we think about Shred 415, so people that don't know, it's 4 15 minutes of interval training. So you're running or you're doing inclines or sprints or what have you. And then you're doing weight training and a high intensity interval training, like in a little space that has a bench and weights and so forth and so on. And you kind of switch back and forth. How do you do that when you're in a park that's all grass and you don't have all of the treadmills and you don't have the weights and the benches?
Yeah, it's a great transition. One of the things that really worked out for us is there's a lot of run clubs, especially during the summertime in Chicago. So we get to keep our format by doing a small run, about 2 to 3 miles max, come back, and then we get to use the facility as like an urban training center, using benches and platforms of the grass to do a lot of different body weight activities and body weight exercises in a big circuit. And then we shift each group in sections so that no one gets bored. Everyone kind of gets a little bit of recovery as they need it. And it's something different and unique that's applied to a space that's different and unique.
And it's fun to be outside and work out.
I mean, some of these days in the summer were pretty brutal.
It was pretty hot. Yeah.
But for the most part, everyone had a blast.
So it was fun. Yeah. That's a great workout. So now talk about, because I think it's great. I want to encourage people to go to the park at Wrigley and work out. I want to encourage them to go to Shred because that's such a great workout too. But you're listening, you're at home, maybe you live outside, way outside the city area or outside the suburbs. You want to get a good workout in. What's the key? Can we go on a run, and is it better to mix the weights and the high-intensity training with a run? Or what should someone do at home if they're just hearing you guys talk?
It's a great question. I think for us, our modality is to run and get like some exercises in. So for instance, body weight, push-ups, squats, lunges. People are pressed for time, as Jeremy said. I mean, everybody is looking for more hours in the day. And so if you are someone that wants to get not only a run in, but you want to get some exercises in, you know, run for 10 minutes, then stop and do some push-ups, do some sit-ups, do some lunges, do some squats, and then run for another 10 minutes. Within an hour, you will be exhausted and you will have worked a lot of different muscle groups. And, you know, we all love running, and I think it's very, you know, meditative for a lot of people. Mm-hmm. However, if you run every day, you know, they call it overuse injuries, right? You're going to end up getting some knee pain, some ankle pain, maybe some hip pain. So if you can balance it out with some side lunges for your medial glutes, you know, those butt muscles, it'll help support the knees. It helps support the ankles. So making the legs strong while you're running is going to help you in your longevity and be able to, you know, keep you running and keep you working out for longer in your life.
Even the recovery part is just as important. So a lot of times we get older, we forget that the days on, days off are necessary. So really, if you're over 40, working out 3 days a week with a day of rest in between, you're killing it. You're killing the game. It gives you enough recovery time so that you can perform at your best every time you do your workout. And if you're in those far reach areas where you don't get an opportunity to work out as often as maybe you would in the city, to do what Mark said in that kind of interval training is still a high impact, high intensity kind of experience. If you take the next day off and then the third day you come back and do the same thing, your results will come. A lot of times people think, like I said before, it's all or nothing. And it's the hardest thing is balance. The hardest thing is a certain level of moderation. And if you can maintain that for longevity, we always say that we're trying to build smart athletes because athletes that are smart are athletes for life.
So don't get down on yourself if you're not hitting the gym or hitting a workout every single day.
Absolutely not. Yeah.
Yeah, the recovery is just as important. Mm-hmm. Your body, it's stress is stress. You know, your cortisol levels are high. And if you're not giving your body some rest and, you know, meditation, yoga, like that kind of stuff can actually prolong not only your own like fitness, quote unquote, career. It will help you perform even at a higher level when you do want to perform.
How long have you guys been at Shred? Jeremy?
I've been here 5 years. That was January 2012 is when I came on.
Mark?
Going on 6 years. September is my sixth year.
I mean, I've taken both of your classes. You look at me and say, that guy's the number one shredder out there.
There's no question. Sure. There's no question.
For sure.
I cuss at these guys. I mean, for a normal person, when you go in to Shred 415, it's like you're nice to them.
Screaming.
You encourage them.
Yeah.
And then there's me, and you start screaming at me. Mark Beyer and Jeremy Walton in studio with us from Shred 415. They can go online and check it out at shred415.com. I'm going to take a quick break.
Yeah.
And when we get back, there's people listening right now that haven't worked out in 5 years, 10 years. Get them to the first step.
Yes.
That's what we're going to talk about.
Yeah,
right.
I love it.
Sounds good.
It's 720 WGN. I love the Rocky theme because I have it on my phone, and if I'm running, I have it kick in towards the end.
Necessary.
Music is motivating when you're working out.
Oh, there's no question.
Yeah. From Shred 415, in studio with us, co-directors of training, Mark Beyer and Jeremy Walton. We said before the break, how do we get people motivated that haven't worked out in years? Jeremy, what's the first step they have to take?
Honestly, it's just a step. A lot of times people think that they have to step out into, you know, I have to run a mile before I can really consider it that I worked out. Or right. I have to do this before I consider that I actually worked out. Honestly, it could be one block. It could be a block. If you get up off the couch and you walk one full block and you're like, today I did a block. And then you create a streak for yourself. So if you consistently go with the block and then you, after 2 weeks, add one more block or add one more aspect. Or if you're someone, you can do all the basics. There's a basic fitness test that was back from Kennedy days, right?
Right. So
it's like push-ups, a sit and reach. Yeah, yeah, exactly. Jump. So if you were to take that offline and you put that together for yourself as a circuit and everything was just its baseline. And usually a lot of times people are comparing themselves to someone else. So you just create your own baseline and then you build upon your own baseline. So if it's a block, that's one power. If it's one push-up, that's enough. It could be the one push-up.
Right.
And you assess all those things and then it's just a progression from there.
Work at your own pace.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. Mark, go ahead.
Anything you want to add to that?
No, and I think
eating right. No more cheeseburgers if you want to lose weight.
It's got to be balanced, though. You can't cut yourself off because, honestly, after a week, if you're just trying to eat vegetables and all you're used to is French fries and pizza, then you are going to fall off that way. Like, you're going to be back on that train eating the French fries and pizza in a week if you try to really neglect, you know, or you know, take out everything out of that diet that you're used to.
Yeah, it's a lot easier to add quality things, and then the things that don't really work for you just kind of fall off. Like, if you're not drinking enough water, start with that. If you've never eaten a vegetable in the last 2 years, try carrot.
Yeah, see how it goes. But then I think eventually it's like, oh, I'm not sure if I like drinking water or eating a vegetable or walking down the block. I think after repetition, after you start getting used to it, and then you sort of change your mindset. But I think it all starts with a positive attitude.
Mm-hmm.
That's the first thing. You got to go, I can do this. I can walk the block.
The mindset.
I want to get fit. And you feel the endorphins kicking in. And then all of a sudden, you know, this is the place you want to be.
That's true. Yeah. And that support system in this day and age is everywhere, from online to physical aspects. I don't think there's been another time in our existence that we've had this much support that you can take advantage from if you really want to.
You have your friends. Take advantage of that because I compete with my brother. I compete with my buddy Peoria Joe. I compete with a guy that lives in Ireland, Sean.
Yeah.
And we send each other our workouts just so you can motivate the other person.
Oh, yeah. Not to put anyone on the spot, but one of our co-founders, Tracy, she got caught up in that step bet challenge. She's addicted now to step bet challenges. Every week she's like, I'm on this new step bet challenge.
I compete with myself.
Bonnie got my wife involved in that. She had to buy the Fitbit and the whole
deal. It's a whole thing now.
Yeah. I compete with myself because I know if I go to Shred, I'll knock out about 5,500 steps. Mm-hmm. Then I know the rest of the day I'll do about 8,000 steps. So I'm about 13,000. If I get less than that, I'm upset.
Right. Right.
You know, because then I didn't work out. But I can't run like that every single day. It hurts my hip and my knees. So I have to do something else.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, how do I make up these steps? What am I going to do? I'm like, it's beautiful outside. I'm going to walk around the neighborhood.
Yeah.
Like, I've got to get it in. So I always am looking at my Fitbit because I got to beat my record.
However, there's a difference between an activity and an exercise. And if people really want to lose weight, they got to exercise. They got to get that heart rate up.
Not necessarily. I mean, if you're somebody that has literally never walked more than a couple blocks in your life, and you start walking a couple blocks, you're going to lose weight. It's calories in, calories out.
Yeah.
If you maintain the same amount of calories in and you start to walk a couple blocks a day, you're burning more calories. So eventually you will lose weight. It might not be as fast, and maybe not as fast as you want it. And I think I want to go back real quick to like how to start. You got to find the why. Like, every individual has to find the why.
Yeah.
So you wake up in the morning and you say, well, I want to get in shape, but it's why. Why really intrinsically in your soul do you want to change where you're at with your fitness level in your life? And if you can go back to that why and really find out that, you know, that question, then every day when you wake up, you go back to that. Maybe you write it down on a sheet of paper and you look at that. And whenever you're having a hard time, you say, I really don't want to do it today. You go back to that why.
Damn.
That's good. What about
that's inspirational.
I'm going to do some push-ups right now.
Same for people that are in a rut. So let's say you're you know, you were active in sports in college or after college, whatever, and then you're kind of in a rut. You're like, oh, I'm bored with this.
Mm-hmm.
But you know you like it. So how do you get that? You go back to that why? Or is it a new why if you're in a rut?
I would say it's a new why. I think that we are forever changing, and it's one of the hardest things that we have to deal with as we age, right? We have to reassess ourselves all the time. I'm not who I was 10 years ago. I'm not who I was 5 years ago. And to be quite honest, you're not who you were a month ago. The things that you experience on a regular basis, you have to consistently be asking yourself, what am I doing, the purpose of what you do, and why you do it?
Yeah.
I think when you roll up your sleeves every morning and you're sitting there in the cities, you know, taunting you to come out and take the beating that's waiting for you, you have to roll your sleeves up and say, bring it. And so the training that you do in a studio, the training that you do outside, the training that you do is all to take advantage and to be successful in the world that you're living in. And if you don't feel that you're getting that success, that's because you haven't rolled your sleeves up yet. And there's people out there like us who all we want to do is show you how to roll up your sleeves and get to work.
Damn, I hate you too.
Live a healthier life.
I mean, Jane's shaking her head, smiling from ear to ear. And I'm like, I hate these guys.
I
they're
it's
in great
fantastic.
Shape. Can we talk about gluten-free? People feel like if they eat gluten-free, they're going to lose weight. Everything is gluten-free.
Potato,
I can't eat regular
potato
crackers,
chips are gluten-free.
But I'm going to eat four boxes of gluten-free crackers.
Red vines are gluten-free.
Gluten-free is for somebody with celiac disease.
That's exactly right.
Thank you.
The percentage of people who have celiac disease in our culture is, what is it, less than 5%, right?
I'm not exactly sure. No, it's a pretty small number.
Gluten-free, you know,
well,
instead
they have a
of
sensitivity
crackers
to gluten.
Yeah.
Well, instead of crackers made with white flour, it's made with rice. You're still putting carbs in your body, right?
Yeah.
A certain type, yeah.
Yeah.
I think with gluten-free, vegan, vegetarian, and this is my opinion from the years that I've been in this industry, I think that every individual is their own experiment, and I think you need to pay attention to how you feel based on what you eat. And then as you let's say you took out breads and rice for a week, and you feel great, then maybe something was inside of taking those kind of starches in your body. And you're like, okay, I'm going to keep it to vegetables and meat. Let's say that you stopped eating meat and all of a sudden, like, you're getting a lot better feeling about your body from not eating meat. Then I'm all for vegetarians. But it's each individual person to assess themselves and to pay attention to how you feel after you move. And that's the same thing with your workouts. It's the same thing with your nutrition and the same thing with the calories that you take in.
Yeah. And as you age, I mean, you change. Your body changes. Yeah. Sometimes you become a little bit sensitive to some foods that you weren't sensitive to, you know, a couple years ago. So like Jeremy said, you really have to kind of pay attention to how your body reacts.
Listen to your body. My cousin's a doctor, and he said, just listen to your body, what you eat, how it feels.
Yeah.
If you have a pain that's you've had for weeks, go see a doctor.
That's the number
listen
one thing.
Listen to your body.
I got this thing. Well, did you go see someone? No, it's fine. It's fine. I'll just work through it.
We've all done that. Yeah. That's for sure.
For sure.
Wow. So today, have you guys worked out? I'm working out after the show.
I did not. My wife did. I taught class this morning, which isn't
so
necessarily
so if you're teaching, do you take class? Or do you have to go somewhere else to take? I've always wondered this about fitness instructors because I see you in class, you're motivating us, we're working out. But I'm like, when do they work out? Because everyone's always fit and trim. Yeah. I'm
sometimes
like, where are they
going? Sometimes we take a class, a shred class. But there, I also, you know, work out on my own. I love running outside. I love actually doing like the workout that we just were talking about. You run a little while. I'm lucky enough. I live close to the lakefront path. So I'll run to the lakefront path, do some push-ups, sit-ups. They got over at the Belmont station. They have like a little pull-up bar and stuff. So I'll go there and then run back.
You're
home.
That guy. That's doing pull-ups.
I get embarrassed. I'm like running on. We have a little track where I live. And so I'll run the track outside and then I want to stop and like do lunges or like jumping jacks or something. I get embarrassed because people are watching me.
No, they're, you know, what they're looking at you going, God, I wish I had that motivation.
That's exactly what they're doing.
Or I'm going to
exactly
order a pizza.
Yeah.
I just ate a donut when they walked in. I'm
that
still
was
feeling
the funniest
bad
thing.
That was pretty priceless.
We have Stan's Donuts here. And Jay's eating the donut as you guys walk
only
in.
Only on a holiday.
Mark Beyer and Jeremy Walton, shred415.com. You can check it out. For people that have never taken Shred, this is what I tell them. Everybody's intimidated about taking a class. I highly encourage classes, especially as you get older, because it motivates you and you're in a group setting and you're motivated by the person next to you. But Shred, you hear about weights, you hear about running. Go at your own pace. Start out and go slow. You don't have to run at a 7.0.
No.
Do a 5.5 or a 5.0.
Right.
We coach anyone that walks in the door. They have the freedom to walk the entire class if they want to. There's not going to be any expectation on our end of what we need from you. The only thing that we want you to do is show up and we'll take care of you. The environment celebrates the fact that you walked in the door.
Yeah.
That's all we care about is that you walk in the door. And once you're there, our only goal is to take
Jane
care of you.
Jane loves you, by the way, Jeremy. She's
we just
want to
take care of you.
Yeah.
So we've had clients as old as 65 to 70 take class for the first time. And we've had clients who bring their mothers in who are about the same age, and they're sitting there like, I don't know what to do, and we're going to take care of you. We'll figure it out.
And that's true for any class. If you're taking a spinning class or yoga, I mean, guys need to stretch as they get older.
Oh, man, yeah.
And walking into a yoga class and you're over 40.
Yeah. And I guess you could say like that's the way you need to judge your classes that you take, is if you feel invited, if you feel like you're going to be taken care of, then you found the right place. If you feel like you're going to be judged, that's not really the place I'd want to go to. So.
And what I love about classes too is we think about so much during the day. We're thinking about work. We're thinking about what next. We're planning. We're doing all this stuff. And you go to a class, you don't have to think about anything. Listen to the instructor. We'll work at your own pace. Yeah. That's why I love classes. And you get a great workout in. And it happens like in a flash.
Oh, yeah.
The hour is here and gone.
And you'd be surprised how motivating it is, even for somebody that might come in for the first time and just needs to walk for an hour. Mm-hmm. And then they walk out of there. And because like Jeremy said, they feel supported. And it's a fun environment. And they finally realize that they can do it. Like, they found a place that they can feel comfortable and
you feel great after the class, man.
Yeah. And this is where they get to experience what it feels like to be an athlete. That's the way we preach it the most in class.
I like that.
Yeah. Is
that
everyone gets to have this experience now where they're like, yeah, I started walking. Then a month later, I walked and then I jogged. And then I never thought I'd run. It's the number one thing that we always get jazzed up about when we hear someone talk about their progression in the class format. Right. And I won't lie, we spike the hell out of that ball when we hear those kind of things. We're like,
sure.
We're killing the game. We're killing it. But those are the things that we hope for, is that people who never thought they'd want to work out are in a space where they found kind of a groove. And if it's not us, we support any kind of aspect that you found that works for you. If it's just yoga, then awesome. We're so happy for you.
I'm very competitive, and I've taken many shred classes with Jane, and we just did, spinning last Friday? And I look over, I am struggling, and I look over, she's smiling, barely sweating, my shirt's drenched. I'm like, I hate you. But I'm still motivated to do better.
Right.
Yeah. Because she's right next to me.
Well, and that's what people next to you motivate you. Although I'm a lot older than some of the other girls in class. And so I try not to look at them running at a 7.0 when I'm running at a 5.5. Because I'm like, listen, it's not about them. It's about me and where I'm at right now. Yeah. And maybe that increases. And I have numbers that I want to hit. So it's all about it's a mental game for me. But it's fun and it kicks off my day. Even if you do it at night. I mean, I think I always say in life, our heads are facing forward, our feet are forward, and our bodies are twisted at our neck and our ankles because we're so busy. There's kids, there's work, there's appointments. You work out, you straighten out, and then you're set for your day.
Oh, it's the best recharge. There's no doubt.
Yeah.
I think I've taught close to 4,000 shred classes.
Wow.
And there's every class, there's a moment in that class that I see somebody push through a barrier that they thought was, unattainable. And you see it in their face, you see it in their eyes, and it literally gives me chills, and it's the reason that I wake up every day.
Do you see the hate in the middle of class in my eyes when I look at you, too?
Yeah, when the eye rolling starts, like, we know Mark, that we're hitting the right buttons.
Did you notice I said there's that one person?
That's funny. Good to see you guys. Thanks for coming.
Thanks for reminding us to take care of our bodies.
Mark and Jeremy, shred415.com. Just move your body. Join a class this week. Just get moving.
Put a smile on your face.
All right. It's 720 WGN.